I think probably goes back to turnovers in that third quarter.
Oh, 100%. It was all about the turnovers in the third quarter. Weren't strong with the ball, didn't cut to the ball, didn't want it, it didn't look like, in the third quarter. Just took it for granted. You know, get up to whatever, it might have been 11. And from that moment on, it just looked like we took possession after possession for granted. And that one is a tough one to swallow because just kind of at a loss for words, really, because it was a game that we should have won and didn't because we didn't make the proper plays down the stretch.
Yeah, and, you know, at first quarter, you were down big. You survived the first Goodland run there, and then you got foul trouble from Jackson Rumford, and he sat down the entire second quarter. You also had foul trouble from Avery Nola. All of a sudden, you guys were hitting some shots in that second quarter, and you find yourselves up four at the break.
Yeah, we moved the ball pretty well in that second quarter despite not having Jackson in there and Avery as well. I thought Sage gave us really good minutes. I thought Dylan Duff, I thought Coy gave us really good minutes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, those guys are ball movers. I mean, they don't really hold on to it. They're not trying to get theirs. They make sure the ball's moving, and we were able to capitalize on some possessions, and we got some much-needed stops in that second quarter. Thought we rebounded the ball better in the second quarter. And, yeah, and then we come out in the third quarter and get an 11-point lead and gave it away. I mean, that's pretty much what sums it up. We gave it away, literally, because we gave the ball away on multiple possessions, and because of it, we couldn't really get set up in the defense. They made a couple of shots, and I thought everything that we did Tuesday against Colby, where we would break the pressure, get down here, and then run some action, we did not do in the third quarter. For whatever reason it was, I still thought we were playing at a frantic pace. Even when we would break the pressure, we weren't looking to attack and score off of it, and it just kind of led to some bad decisions. So that's a tough one to swallow because we made, you know, We gave ourselves every single chance we needed to win, and they make the last run.
Yeah, you were down by, was it 35-31? They made that run, and you guys could not buy a basket, a field goal for 9 minutes. And then, bam, bam, you hit back-to-back three or back-to-back buckets to go up one. And you had to feel like at that moment of the game that maybe things were starting to settle down a little bit.
Yeah, you know, that was what the whole talk at the timeout right there. Just to make sure that we were, you know, had a little composure, had a little poise, and they come back and answer right away. And the rest of it, we just couldn't cut it any closer after that. That's a tough team to get, you know, stopped, you know, possession after possession. And when we did, they got some offensive rebounds late, which hurt us. But, you know, there was just so many possessions in that third quarter that were just – I mean, just weak turnovers. Mm-hmm. Not wanting it in our hands and trying to get rid of it and trying to, you know, too many passes, trying to, you know, thread the needle. So we got to do better than that. And it's unfortunate that it ended that way tonight because, you know, being up 11 is a lead you should protect. And we were unable to do it. So, you know, everything in front of us, you know, we have to play for. You know, everything that we've talked about all season long, giving ourselves opportunities to get to a Saturday in Substate. And everything is still right there for us to do. We just have to be a little bit smarter. We got to be sharper with the ball. And we've got to be a little bit more intentional when that ball's in our hand. We've got to be more assertive and get the looks that we are trying to get.
And he had big nights there shooting-wise, Lawson Bailey. He's starting to feel a little comfortable here, back-to-back games with 13 points.
Yeah, you know, and he's put in time, and he works on his shot. And so, yeah, I mean, he's got to shoot the ball with confidence. We need him to. And, you know, I thought Avery played a really good defensive game. He was everywhere. I thought he had, I'm not sure how many steals he had, but he was very active in our zone. Gave us a lot of, you know, possessions, you know, extra possessions where they weren't getting shots up there. And we took advantage of it. We just weren't able to finish it, which is what the game's all about.
Well, this is a tough setback, but the nice thing is you can flush it down and forget about it. You got a week off in between here, and it'll be Holcomb next Tuesday, and, you know, it'll be round three. Should be some pretty good ones.
All righty. Sounds good. Thanks, Adam.
All right. Well, thanks again, Coach. We'll talk to you later.